welcome and Akdama to those who have not been here before in the Friday Shiur. The Iker Tachlis of the Shiurim is not to Paskin Alacha L'maisa, but it's that the Olam should be aware of the various issues and not be ignorant in the Yisoidei Alachas that all the different things we've been talking about are Mesaidev on. One of the, probably since we started the yeshiva, one of the more common triggers for people wanting to schmooze about different controversial topics is the issue of copying CDs, copying, that's old-fashioned already, copying from an MP3, downloading files, downloading music. Bicker, I think I was asked of a negeya downloading music. Before we discuss the halacha, just like make the nekuda that lahashkafa lechayret pashat, that it's a davar mechuar b'yaiser to go ahead and take. Somebody went ahead and he was mechadish nigin or some idea or whatever it is, and to go ahead and take it for your own without paying him lechayret is midas rais ad ma'ay. Whether it's aser lahalacha, and whether it's mutter, or under circumstances, maybe even the right thing to do, but as far as midas, in the normal circumstance, if somebody goes ahead, he puts out a tape, he puts out a CD, he puts out the music, and he puts all his kaychas into something, and he spent money going ahead and publishing it, and you go ahead, and your friend has it, and you want to save the $15 or the 30 cents or whatever it is, to go ahead and copy it because you like the song, l'chayre, it's a davar pashat ad ma'aid, that it's midas rais to do such a thing. And it's not erlich, and it's not the right thing.
That's only music now,
That's why I said music. We'll talk, but again, taira, there might be other tzadim involved. So that just like to be mocked in that. We're going to be talking, again, l'alacha, l'chayre, mitzad, erlich kai, mitzad midas. So then, l'chayre it's a davar pasha, that it's something a person shouldn't do. Mitzad ha-halacha, so all these issues run into the basic problem, which is there any isser, or is there any halacha that would say that when you have a sefer, and I want to go ahead and photocopy the whole sefer, let's say, or a page from the sefer, or you have a CD, and I want to go ahead and copy it, so what possible isser would be involved in going ahead and doing such a thing? Because there's no gezel. Gezel pashtas. The gezel is when I, to go ahead, you own something, and I go ahead and take it. Here, the person who was mechadish the song doesn't own anything. He was mechadish the song, great idea. He went ahead and he sang it, it has a gorgeous voice, and he sang it on a CD, and I bought the CD, and now you're copying it from me. So where's the gezel involved at all in such a story? I didn't take anything from you. So the discussion, the halacha, would be to find what the isser would be under to do such a thing, if there is such an isser. The mocker of the shaila, where everybody starts with the shaila, was a shaila halacha that in the mid 1500s, early 1500s, when printing was young, as they say, and the Marami Padua, who probably is everybody in this room, or at least half the people in this room, Zayde, that's what they say, that the Marami Padua, half of Ashkenazim, stammed from the Marami Padua. He had like 17 sons, and they moved all over Europe, and everybody, at least that's what I read some. But the Marami Padua printed a Rambam. Was, I don't know, the first tfus of the Rambam, but it was certainly one of the early tfusim of the Rambam, and he wrote a perish, and he printed the Rambam. So the center of printing in those days, it seems, was in Italy, and there were two rival printers, and he used a certain printer, and the rival of it went and essentially copied the Maram's tfus. And he printed it, and he sold it for whatever it was, one coin less than the Maram was selling the Rambam for.
And he copied what he edited?
That's what it sounds like. It could be he left out his perish, but he just copied the Rambam. I don't know exactly the pratim of exactly what he did, but it was he took what the Maran did and he used that. That seems for sure. So the shaila was whether he could do such a thing, and b'chlal what taikif the first printing has, what taikif the second printing has. So the Ramah has a long tshuva, which he deals with all sorts of issues. One is buying from Yidden rather than Goyim. But one of the issues he deals with is the issue of having a copyright. Now, there was no international statute of copyrights back in those days, but there was the idea that if somebody went ahead and put money and kaiches into doing such a thing, so then you can't go ahead and copy such a thing or go ahead and use that person's work and money to go ahead and make your own money. So the Nahug in Klal Yisrael for about 300, 400 years was that whenever ever anybody printed something, they went ahead and they put a cherub. In other words, they would get a haskama. It seems that the keyless that even had a takana that you have to do this. They would go ahead and get a haskama, but the haskama was not just, which of course is one of the main reasons for haskama, is to make sure that there's no kvira in the sefer, or there's no astama, wrong psukim, or whatever exactly that there'd be meyer, that the person is a kasher, a yasher, the person is writing the sefer. But besides that, they would write in the haskamas that they're putting a chayim on anybody who will go ahead and reprint the sefer within a certain tkufa of time, depending on the sefer. Depending on how much Avaida and Amelis and money was put into printing the Sefer, that nobody could go ahead and nobody has the right to go ahead and reprint the Sefer. So certain Svarim obviously are public Svarim, right? Chumash, Rambam, Rashi, all these kind of Svarim that nobody has, nobody, no Yarshim of Rashi or certainly of Moshe Rabbeinu are around, we're all Yarshim of Moshe Rabbeinu, are around saying, I have the Schusim to print the Chumash, so anybody really could print the Chumash, but you can't take my print of the Chumash and go ahead and print it. And if you're going to print the Shas, so a Shas was even more than that. A Shas, if somebody went ahead and remember in those days they would have to typeset, which means they had a metal letters. They would have to set them out on a board, and then they would print thousands of copies from that. They would press ink against it and press thousands of copies against it. That's how they print it. So each letter would have to be put in place. Right? Imagine putting the Gemara in place and the Rashi in place, the Taisis in place. It was an Avaida Gedayla, it cost a fortune to do. So if somebody would go ahead and print the Shas, and even if somebody would go ahead and put in the same Amel, the same Avaida, and print the Shas 2 years later, so first of all, neither of them would probably make money, but it would be if somebody could go ahead and do that, it would be a tremendous disincentive to go ahead and printing Shas. So they would put a Chayrim, when somebody printed a Shas, they would put a chayrim, depending on how many he printed in the first place, etc., depending where it was, but they would put a chayrim for 25 years, for 30 years, or until until he sold out all the volumes that he printed. And one of the famous meisim in Klal Yisrael was the dintaira between the Slavita Shas and the Vilna Shas. Right? We have the Vilna Shas, that's our basic tefus that we have today, and the tefus before that was the Slavita Shas, and they had a chayrim, from I think even from the Night of Yehuda, I'm not sure how far their chayrim went, they didn't have any full shasin left, but they had baididin, they had some single volumes, and the matfisim of the Vilna Shas, the Ram brothers wanted to go ahead and print the shas, and there was a tremendous dintayr, it was a machlekes Kvieger who got involved in the shaila. It was one of the big fights. The big fights between the Shrekels. Things happened to the Slavita brothers because they started out with the Rikvega. But Lamaisa, what the minig of Klal Yisrael was, is that they would do such a thing. They would write a chayrim, the maskimim would write a chayrim in the psicha to the sefer.
What's the chashash that someone's going to look at the page of the shas and then start putting letters on each page?
No, with the shas, they were more worried about that if somebody will go ahead and print the new shas right after the old shas is printed, so the first person will lose his money. So therefore, they would put a chayim that nobody could print the shas.
Why not? Why?
Why? Because otherwise, people won't want to print shas. If they know they could lose their money, they're not going to print shas.
Jezel, like, no,
No. That's what I'm saying. No, they would, that's what I'm saying. There's a separate issue. Right? They would write a cherim. They would put a cherim.
What makes the cherim effective?
So, well, that was one of the diunim. Another is the mashal. Marchai Benet has a tshuva in which he discusses three issues about the cherim. One is he says that the whatever it was the Kaiser, not the Kaiser, the emperor of Austria-Hungary. It seems that they asked these haram. They outlawed them. So that's one issue he has with going ahead, and so he's writing to the tshuva to the Sam Sefer. And number two, he says, is the cherim only could be local. You can't make a cherim on all of Klai Yisrael. You're a rav of a, somebody's a rav of a local town, and somebody comes to Vaskama, so there's nobody who has jurisdiction over all of Klai Yisrael. If I'm printing a sefer in Italy, you can't put a cherim that somebody can't print. Go ahead and print the same print the shas in Poznan or whatever it would be.
Even in the person's own city, what gives that
chayim machalos? Oh, that's pasha. The Ziknei Ayir can make a chayim, anybody who goes ahead. That's what we talked last week with Halal, right? You could put a...
That's
the Ziknei Ayir.
That's
Yeah, the rav of it. I mean, if somebody's been vazed at a rav of a town, you can put him a chayim. You don't need a bezin for a chayim. So that would be the takonis. Most takonis are based on chayim, that they have the power of making chayim. Okay, but that was the nohuk. But the question is, so the chayrim might be its own issue. Our music CDs, but even our svarim are not printed today. Nobody goes to Reisim went ahead and he got his askama from Rabbi Feldman. I don't think Rabbi Feldman wrote that it's also b'chayrim. Anybody goes ahead and reprints this, wants to steal, wrote them intellectual property is b'chayrim. We don't do such a thing. Bisman Azef, for whatever reason, that fell into, they stopped doing it. But, so the issue of the Chayrim, whether it has a Taikif, is not an issue anymore. But the issue of whether there is a Schus to the person who went ahead and printed something, or was Mechadish something, that nobody else could go ahead and do it, that issue is obviously still a major issue. Now, one way to deal with it, one nekuda that the Paiskim deal with, let's say the Night of Yehuda deals with a Shaila, of a Zenen of a Zechas.
I think I just listeners' comments. Yeah. He says,
Okay. He's not putting in Mechirim himself. Look at Mechirim HaKadmon. But we'll quote a tshuva from a Vazna anyway.
I think also the basis is interesting.
The Rabbi Yehuda calls a shaila. Interesting shaila. His shaila is somebody went ahead and he wrote a perush on shas and he printed a shas. He hired a publisher to print the shas. Rashi, Taisus, the Gemara, or Noshim and Kachim, it says, with his perush on the bottom. So the printer went ahead and he kept the usually when they finished that page, so they would, you know, take the letters and they would use them for the next page. Or they finished that volume, whatever exactly, however they did it. But this printer, he had a lot of letters, so he wasn't worried about that. So what he did is, he saved the boards, he saved the tfusim of the shafts, of the Nashim and Kachim, say the Nashim and Kachim, he got rid of the Perish on the bottom, and he saved the boards, whatever exactly they were, so that if he ever wants to print the Shas in the future, all he'll have to do is go ahead and typeset Mayid and Nezikin, and he'll have already Nashim and Kachim. So that was the person who wrote the Shas, he paid for the typesetting. So he wanted to tine that the printer who owned the boards, right, the actual metal letters and the boards belonged to the printer. But he tainted that the printer has to give him some of the money, some of the profit that he makes from printing a shas, because he's using the boards that he paid for to go ahead and print the shas.
What do you mean, he made him save them, or he paid him for a one-time thing?
He paid him to type. He paid for the typesetter.
Pay for that, and then you're supposed to take it apart.
No, they're not supposed to, right? Normally, that's what's done.
Normally, that's what's done, right? So it was the printer's own.
The printer said, "Ah, gewaldig! I have in my possession over here such a thing." So part of the shaila is we know there's a din that if I'm yoyred l'snei chaveray, and I plant the shalei b'shus, so the din is I get kafida hana. Meaning, if I go ahead and you have a house, right, and I go ahead and I mow your lawn. So you were going to pay tomorrow, you were going to pay somebody to go ahead and mow your lawn. So I went ahead and saved you the money. So I come to you, I say, very good, I charge $20 an hour for mowing the lawn. Please pay me the $20 an hour. So you don't have to pay me $20 an hour. And you certainly don't have to pay me my expenses. But what you do have to pay me is your hana. What would you pay to have your lawn mowed? So either it's your tircha, whatever it is that you didn't have to do, you would mow your lawn. Or what you would pay, you would have paid $10 an hour to have your lawn mowed. So therefore, you have to pay me $10 an hour. You have to pay a fee, the hana that you got. If the mazik I did to you was more than the hana, so then you don't have to pay me anything. But you have to pay me, that's the yoyos de chaveira, he has to pay a fee, the hana. So here he's tining, that's what's happening over here. I hired the workers, and you are being nana from them. So therefore, you have to pay me kafi the hana, and that lemaisa is the psak of the Noida
Bihud. Yeah, the Yehuda was going to want to print the shas, or he sent someone.
What?
Noida Bihuda was going to want to print.
No. He was passing the shaila.
But I thought they wanted to push his parish.
No. Some Talmud Chacham wrote a parish on shas. He paid the matfisim to go ahead and print the shas with his parish, and the printer went ahead and saved the boards, and now he wants to use it to print his own shas. So that Talmud Chacham is bringing him to the entire. He says he wants to get a part of the money from the shas.
So the Talmud Chacham hires own workers to.
Yes. Or he paid for the work. It doesn't sound like.
Because Yom the State Chaver, he didn't do anything. The guy. The
same thing, it's the same thing. It comes up from the Sugim Bam Mitzvah. If I hire a guy to mow your lawn, it's the same thing.
No, but what if you actually agreed to hire me to mow your lawn? And
that's something else than whatever we agreed to.
Huh?
Then it's whatever we agreed to.
That's what happened.
Yeah, no. But here, but now you're using my work for something else.
You didn't do anything. You agreed to hire me.
I don't understand.
What?
I don't understand.
I don't know what the exact parallel would be, but it's not like I came into your field and I'm planting.
Why not?
The case is not parallel. Someone else came in and said, I want to hire you to start doing this. I don't know. I wasn't yoing the little chasach.
Yeah, but now you're using my work for something else that I didn't hire you for.
But it's not your work. It's my work.
Whose work?
The printers.
No, the guy paid for the typesetters.
He
paid for the typesetting.
Really?
He paid the schirus for the typesetters to typeset. You had a beis hadfus, right? But I hired you to print it, and I paid for the zetzers to go ahead and typeset it. So now you're using what I paid for. You're using their typesetting for your own profit.
What would happen if
like
the workers got really good at doing it and they had experience? So now the next time they do it,
then the name will double cipher, right? If I hire you to mow my lawn, and then you go ahead to the next guy and you offer to mow his lawn, you'll do a better job, right? Because you learned how to do it on mine. But that's not. Not really. It's the payri of it. Right? It's not just you're a better worker now. It's this is what I hired you to do. This is the malacha that you did for me. So it seems that the tayim was tinying that it's zen enev zelei chaser. You pay for it already. You what are you losing? So Rav Yehuda says it's zen enev zelei chaser because less people are going to buy his shas with his perish if there's another shas out there that's a little cheaper without the perish. In other words, the klal is right. If the zen enev is loy chaser, so you can't tie. You can't tie. I owe you money.
Are you in the state of Israel?
No. Let's say, in other words, let's say I go live in your house, but you're not losing anything because I'm living in your house because you have another house that you live and you weren't going to rent out this house anyway. So therefore, you're not losing anything. So I'm being nana from you, but you're not being chaser anything. So the din is I don't have to pay. Right. The din is I don't have to pay because I'm being nana, you're not being chaser. That's the sugya in Baba Kama in Ezu Neshach. But if you're chaser anything, then you have to pay me. I have to pay you kafidana.
So what's happening here?
So here the tayim was tining is then and it's all chaser. You printed your shas. What are you losing by the fact that I'm going ahead and printing my own shas?
But But that's not the Yoreh L'Sdei Chaver.
Yeah, because the only basis for paying would be the Yoreh L'Sdei Chaver. What am I getting from you? I didn't get anything from you. Teretz says, I did get something from you. I'm using your...
And then doing the Yoreh L'Sdei Chaver was different from Zen and Zalapas.
No, my Hanah from you is the Yoreh L'Sdei Chaver, Hanah. That's what I got from you. Right. So, but the tiny is that it's Zen and Zalapas, because the less people are going to buy this person's Shas as a result of the fact that there'll be another Shas on the market. So, the idea of the pastor in this case, Lamai said, a guy has to give of whatever chelik of the profits to the original Talmud Chacham who commissioned the Shas. Now, the Noyim does not deal with Hasagas Gevulot. We'll talk about Hasagas Gevulot in a second. So this issue, most of these issues won't be Nageya, somebody who goes ahead and goes ahead and copies the CD. Or he copies a book or something. Because in those cases, there is no... I'm not being nana from your sechiras. I went ahead and bought your safe. I went ahead and bought your safe. So now I'm going ahead and copying it. So I'm not using what you did. I'm going ahead and using my copy machine and my stuff and my printing that I bought from you.
But it's through the first book that you wrote.
That's true. It's through something you did, but it's not something you did for me. I bought it from you already. I bought the book from you. There's no Zen and of a Zen Chasser over here.
The same thing as copying the guys I
Right? I'm being Nana from you. Maybe you call it I'm being Nana from you, but it's not Zen Chasser. Right? I'm not going to
buy a second one if I need a copy.
No, that's something else. Right?
Isn't
that
exactly the same issue?
No, I'm saying, but I'm not being Nana from your direct Malacha, your direct Stiris.
Why is it not the same as being Nana from the
I bought the safer thing.
Zen
Anna, Zen Chasser. No, but the Zen Anna, Zen is there, but there's no direct Hana in what I got. I'm sorry,
why
I misspoke.
So he paid for the typesetting. Why is it any different than the Shiloh of the Rebuta?
Because the typesetting was done al yidei me.
Right.
The Mechaber paid for it. Yeah. And now you're being Nana from that.
So same thing over here. The guy paid for it. Didn't I
bought his book already. I bought his book.
The book, but the way it's typeset was he paid
for it. No, but I'm not using that. You know, it's there. I'm using his boards.
No, but it's the printer's boards. The printer owns the boards.
But he set them up, right?
You know, he set it up. So
he set it up. But here I'm not using his. I'm not using what he did at all. I'm taking his Tura and making something else out of it.
It would be like if a guy stole, not stole, if a guy used the guy's shas, Kushman-Wetzkolben printed his own shas.
Right.
It was already...
Remember, there was no photo offset. You couldn't use a copy machine.
I know, but I'm saying, it would be like, in that case, the guy used the typeset.
It's hard to hear. It's not the thing I paid for. I'm going ahead and using the thing. It's like somehow if you go ahead, let's say you went ahead and mowed Chaim's grass. And I went ahead and took a picture of it and sold the picture. It looks very nice. So can you come ahead and mun me that you went ahead and mowed the grass and made it look nicer and therefore I'm being nana from your mowing the grass? Chayra not. I mean, that's not... I'm not taking what you did. I'm being nana for the scene or whatever exactly this situation is.
Your worker set up the typeset. I own the typeset.
Right, but I'm not using either one. I'm going ahead
and... the CD and I own the CD.
Right.
And I'm not going to give it away. It's the same thing, no?
No, I don't hear that, because you're going ahead and copying the CD is not using the... You bought that CD already. Right? You bought that CD already.
The typeset's mine. All the material's mine.
I hear it more as like taking the picture.
It's copying of someone else.
What?
It's hustling for the other person. Copying of someone else.
Right. The chaser part might be true. The chaser part might be true, but that I'm being nana from your malacha. So to me, it's very hard to hear.
In the Nedibudas case, the chaber owns the chelak of those luchas.
Yeah, that's what
it's coming.
Right, because it's
once you buy it from...
That's it. That's what I'm saying. You bought it already. I hear it as a clear chelak.
Is that true that if I'm looking for a cover to a magazine and I go take a picture of this guy's lawn, that I don't owe him anything?
Which...
I don't know in American law. I don't know. I don't think it's even.
I'm going to benefit right. From. I'm
you're talking Ladina here. You're not talking in American law.
But I'm going to benefit directly monetarily from this picture.
Right. Let me ask you this. I always wondered this. Tom is like, let's say you have all the Yated Nem, right, or the Hamudiyah. They go ahead and they print the pictures of various Gedalim. Right. So can the Gadol Minadin, right? No, nobody's going to do such a thing. Can the Gadol Minadin go to the Yatet and say, okay, I want a chelik of your profits. You're using my picture to go ahead and sell and sell, right? So I know, like, say, ball players. So there's a licensing agreement, right? There's nobody goes ahead. I mean, you can go ahead and newspapers don't have licensing agreements. I think they take pictures of the game, and they go ahead and print those pictures. But to do the cards or whatever it is, they don't just let you go ahead and print cards. You got to go ahead and make a deal with the league, with the players. I have no idea how it works. So maybe there is such a legal. I don't really hear a basis. It's hard to hear a basis for that.
Well, because that image is Rav's.
Yes, it's separate. I mean, whatever.
What happens if he's going to be chaser because he can't do something else with that picture? Let's say he has a contract with the Ahmadiyya. So here I am working for the iPad. I'm going to take a picture of the same goggle,
right,
and I'm going to be able to sell the
iPad. You can't copyright the goggle. Maybe you can copyright your picture. You can't copyright the goal.
Even if he's closer, that's what I'm trying to get.
Right, you can't make the deal. Who's making the deal? I mean, his picture is out. His face is out there. Whatever.
Even if he's closer, it doesn't matter.
Right. Okay, so that would be one basis for discussion. But the parsha says it won't be directly negeya in our type of cases. The Chassam Sofer though deals with an issue that l'chayra would be very negeya, and that's the issue, like Rabbi Yisim was saying, of Hasagas Gvul. Now, what's Hasagas Gvul? We all aware of the issue of Hasagas Gvul. If I open a store, I want to open a pizza shop, right? Over here on this street, and there's enough of a market to support one pizza shop and not two. And you want to go ahead and open a pizza shop down the block. So depending on many, many pratim halacha, so you either can or cannot do such a thing. You can't go ahead. In theory, based in you can't go ahead and take away my parnas. You can't go if I already have it set up. You can't go ahead and take away such a thing. But depending again on many, many pratim, whether you can or can't. The case that's most diamond that the Gemara deals with is the case in Bab Basra. That's really where the main sugis in Layachvar of Hasagas Gvul are. And the Gemara talks about a case where you have a fisherman, and a fisherman goes out and he sets up his nets. The Gemara's lashon is like this. The Gemara says, "Marchikim etzudas hadag min hadag, kamloi ritzas hadag." If you go ahead and you want to set up the nets, so there's somebody, another fisherman has his nets set up over here. You're not allowed to set up your nets within whatever a ritzas hadag. It means as far as a fish runs, and whatever one fish run, when the fish will come to one net, so that you can't put your nets too close to the other one. The comma, how much is that? Omar Abba Barakuna ad parsa. Until a parsa. You can't, parsa is a pretty big distance. You can't put your nets within a parsa of the other fishermen. So the Gemara wants to say, by dogim, the Gemara, yes, and steer to the Gemara. Before the Gemara says, Shani dogim, the Yavi Saira. So the Rashbam learns over here the following. The Rashbam says, Sayyid Shinosan Aina Bedag, Achi Hiker Churai. We're talking here, a fisherman found. It's Rashi stuff, right. A fisherman went ahead and he knows where the den of a certain fish is. So it says, Marchik and Shartz Hayodim Mitzudas. So he went ahead and he's putting his nets by the den of that fish, so the other fishermen have to be further away, Misham. He didn't get it yet. He doesn't have it. Marchik and Misham, you have to put it further away. So the Gemara says, Dogim are different. Naisnin Ayim Bahabatim Liyos Nayig and Lorot Zamakim Sharosham Mazainis. When fish see food, so they go, they make up their minds to go there. Hilchach shehikivin shehikir zachurai nasa mezainus b'seich malay ritzasai. Since this person recognized the hole, and he put food within the range of that fish, batuachu sheyukadenu. He's confident he'll get it. Out of the commander matul yados, as if he got it already. Nimzach aveiro mazikar, and it turns out the other person was massacred. So here, the Rashbam is saying, there's a lot of factors that play a role. The fish goes after the first food it sees, and therefore you know you're going to get it. So even though it's hefker and you don't have it yet, but it's ke'ilu, you got it already, and therefore the person who goes out and puts his net closer is considered a mazik. So the Rashbam has a lot of tenoyim in it, when we would say such a thing. What?
The Rabbanan or the Raisa?
It sounds like a deraisa. Sounds like it's together garmi, or Rashbam calls it masik. Not so simple. The Taisis gets involved. I don't want to get so much into the sugya that he deals with of ani amahapach b'charara, where the klal is that if you have a machlekes Rashi and Taisis, if you have an ani who's going after there's a cake right in the street, and the ani's about to pick it up, and you will go ahead and chop it. So the Machlekes Rashi, and the Gemara says he's called a Russian. You're not allowed to do such a thing. Such a person is called a Russian. And the Machlekes Rashi entices whether we're dealing with Hefker or we're dealing with something that's not Hefker, and somebody's going to buy it. And the Machlekes Rashi entices exactly what the din is in that case. But the Samsaver brings in he brings a Rimigash. And the Rimigash says the Tanai over here is Tali and Tircha. It's not because he's Batuach that he's going to get it, because he did all the Tircha to go ahead and get it, so now you can't go ahead and negate his Tircha. So the Samsaver seems to be going mostly with this Rimigash. I think he's okay with the Rashbam also. And he wants to go ahead and say, a long tshuva, everyone focus on every prophet. That seems to be what he's saying, is that... What? The Rashi, I'm sorry.
My point to Rashi is, it's one dot, right? You singled it out.
But you're confident, it seems to be that you're confident you're going to get it. So you know it's headed for you, when somebody else is going to go ahead and cop it.
So it's not
the Tirkha. According to the Rashi, it's not Tirkha. Right. But Batua, that seems to be his tonight. The Rimigash seems to be that it's also the Tirkha Shema. So the Samsaver wants to say, if somebody's going to go ahead and publish what somebody else just published, so he's taking away Parnassa that he's Batuachin and that he was Tireach for. So therefore, it's us to go ahead and do such a thing, even though you don't own it yet. In both of these cases, you don't own it yet. You don't own the fish yet. You weren't kain it. Nobody's stealing the fish from you. But Afal Pikein is a vart that's called Yairid Lomnes Chaver, that's called Hasagas Gvul, and you're not allowed to go ahead and do such a thing. Right? Whether it's the Dairais or the Rabban, we can clarify. I didn't see anybody really that discusses that direction.
So regardless of his confidence about a company about sales, it's still a satirical.
Correct. Right.
You know who's going to buy it, but
are you still... Well, he's confident, until you go ahead and do it, he's confident that if anybody buys it, they're going to buy it from you, from him, right? And if he would know that you're going to go ahead and put your nets there right after him, he wouldn't be batuach. He's only batuach until you go ahead and put your nets there. Stop.
So
right?
Here he saw one fish... That fish for sure, once
he knows the whole way. I don't know exactly the mitzvahs of the case.
But.
Oh, I guess there's a standard fish market. I don't know what nobody's ever. Maybe it's going to spoil before it gets to the market, or maybe the fish is going to have an infection. These are all factors. Any business has such a thing, but. But Tuach obviously doesn't mean 100%. That means he's reasonably secure that he's going to get it. But again, he's only reasonably secure because you didn't do what you did yet. So the fact that you might do it, and he knows you might do it, L'chaira doesn't take away from this din. You're not allowed to go ahead and do that.
So this is only if you're going to buy it. You would have otherwise bought it.
Parnassa.
I'm saying that to copyright something. If you're not going to buy it anyways.
What do you mean to copyright? No, so this would be, so L'chaira, what this would be, right. In other words, what this would be, Negeya, is if I go ahead and I have a CD or a safer or a book or whatever it is, and you want to go ahead and copy it to sell it, so then you're taking away my parnas, right? You're stealing from me something I thought I was going to get. I was batuach I was going to get. I was tayreach to get. And you're going ahead and copying it, so that's where there would be an issue.
If you would buy it yourself, you would instead copy it from your friend, so maybe that would help you.
Yeah, the chayr should be the same. Also, your friend is. The chayr shouldn't matter whether your friend is selling it or your friend is giving it out for free. The chayr would be the same thing. Whether this guy is the second guy wants to come and trap fish because he wants to give him out the tztaka, it's not a heter for him to do chesed for his friends. He'll have a whole fish party. It's not a heter for him to go ahead and take away this guy's parnas.
I want to keep the CD for myself, and I wouldn't have bought it anyways.
According to this, that l'chaira shouldn't be an issue. If you go ahead, you have a CD, and you want to have a backup copy or something like that, l'chaira, according to this side, l'chaira, there wouldn't be any issue.
Or if you didn't buy it.
What?
Or even if you didn't buy it. You take it from your friend to copy it, so you should have one.
And you wouldn't have bought it. And you wouldn't have bought it. Right. And you wouldn't have bought it, then L'chaira. But you have to be very sure you wouldn't have bought it. Right?
That's a shear. You're photocopying a svarim for a shear.
Right.
You're not going to buy 10 svarim just for the one shear.
So, I want to talk. Let's go to that shiloh before we see the next reason. And that's the... He doesn't discuss Hasagas Gvul. L'chaira, who should be? But he doesn't discuss. It's not Hasagas Gvul here because the person is not saying don't print it. The person is saying I want a chaluk at a printing. So that's, you know, there's no kind of, let's say I come to you, I say, it's fine, you can have a pizza shop. I just want a part of your profits. You have no right to his profits. Right? Either you can stop him, I mean, you want to make a deal with him, you can make a deal with him. Either you can stop him from opening it or you can't. But you don't have a tiny, well, you're taking away 30% of my pizza sales, so I want 30% of your profits. That, L'chaira, wouldn't be you can come to any sort of shari you want, but as far as that's the Rav Osner talks about the Yeshua Shaila. Rav Osner, Shevet Alevi. His Shaila is he's talking about a teacher in a Beis Yaakov. Went ahead and she wants to make copies of something that's copyrighted, and she wants to make copies and give it out to her class. So, and it sounds like it was not just like one page. It sounds like she's photocopying a whole bunch of pages, but she doesn't want to be mechayev everybody in the class. They can't afford it to go ahead and buy. Everybody should buy their own book. So she wants to go ahead and copy it. So basically, he's mat there because he's essentially for that reason, because he's saying that that's not cool that you're taking away the parnasa when you're going ahead. If you would go ahead and print it and sell it, or even he says even distribute it to the public, that would be an issue. But to go ahead and print it in the class, and even if some people might have bought it, but the whole class, you're giving out that whole class, that's not cool. You're going ahead and taking away the parnasa. That's it. Sounds like he's even talking about there. He's based on this Chacham Sofer. He says,
That's the case. He would have bought it otherwise.
But he sounds like, in other words, he says like this. Chodepay ema fisin l'rabim. Bavol bisha yideiza ninna harevach mehamatfis masha en kol talmud kaina kol asvarim in eze rak manias harvocha. That's not called yorilum nischaveira. So it would sound like he would say that you could copy for a friend. Friend could copy based on the Chacham Sofer's reason. That's not called Yoyrid Le'umnes Chaveira. To do it for a rabbin.
Selling 20 copies and giving out 20 copies to the class.
So you have to know what the rabbin is. I know it's, I'm not sure what the.
There's only a few people. It's okay.
That's what sounds like he's doing. That is what's
happening.
You can
put as much of a copy of CD and steal it for yourself.
For this reason, again, we're not talking
about.
It's right. It's
supposed to be the you and Brian, though, right?
It sounds like, and I was without this teacher, and they still have that tonight. Without this teacher, so then they wouldn't be. Nobody would be buying the thing anyway. She's creating the situation in which they would buy it, and she wants to go ahead and copy it, so that they shouldn't have to buy it. So it could be that.
Everybody in the class would buy it. She's not doing.
What? No, it sounds like no. It sounds like no. She was. And some people can't afford it.
So it's not because she's making the necessity. Even if she made the necessity to have the book.
Right.
Everybody else
would
have bought it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he's being mad doing that.
She wouldn't teach the class otherwise. Right. Like she would do a different subject.
She would do a different subject or a different use. Maybe she would do it by heart, or she would, you know, have it for herself and she would read it to everybody. She would write it on the blackboard. I mean, there are other aces. They did Amol, right, teach things Barabim, you know, before there were copy machines. I mean, it's hard to imagine. Even before there was stencils. Right.
If she would teach something else, then I could hear the heads of it. If she would anyways teach this, and right, some two people would buy it, and now that she's photocopying it,
okay. He seems to be more makel on that. Yeah.
Did he say even if there's one person in the class who didn't have the book, they could copy it for the whole class, or
It's hard to be magde. Also, what he means by a rabbi. You know? So what? Let's say this teacher is over the course of a teaching career is going to print it out for, you know, 1,000 people. I mean, he's not really Magdi what exactly it would be. Yeah.
What's the reason that he says it's okay?
He says it's okay because that's not called you're taking away parnasa from the person. Because it's only for the kliss. That's what it sounds like what he's saying. It's a L'chayra, now there's somebody who would buy it from the store, so that L'chayra is worse. That's worse. Here, it's in the context of the teaching. Not really clear the hagdara of what he would say. So that L'chaira is the most violent reason that we would discuss of why it would be also to go ahead and copy something would be Asagas Gvul. There are two other issues that I think are Negeya, and one is the L'chaira more Pasha than the other. One is, of course, the issue of Dina de Malchusa. Like L'maisa, Dina de Malchusa, the law is that it's also to go ahead and copy.
If they get a copyright. Legal copy,
right? They have a legal copy.
It's all right? Smart.
Yeah, they do. I mean, a lot of them do. I mean, mine doesn't.
They write on it.
Right. Okay. I think it's not even true. I think, you know, you don't necessarily have to apply for the copyright to still have the. In other words, let's say, you know, you have a patent. If you could prove, let's say, two people come for a patent, if you could prove that your idea was kaitan to his idea, then you'll get the patent and not him, right? The patent is just the enforcement of that legal right to your idea, right? That's what happened with the telephone. Two people came with the idea, right? And they came the same day,
but it was in the courts. I mean, this is in the 1880s, but this is a, you know, I remember the guy's name because his name was Elisha Gray, right? Came and he preceded Alexander Graham Bell, right? That was the he was right, but you know that's the, yeah.
Going to the Chazam Sofer, even if someone didn't even apply, didn't even say he has a copyright, on my son, still have the same, right, the same.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with it, right? And sometimes you're not dealing. I think in Austria-Hungary they did, because the Beis Yitzchak, who also was in the same country, yeah, it sounds like it was true. It was written right around the same time, so he's the one who first, at least that I saw, that first brings the reason of Dina Malchusa. He says the Dina Malchusa is that you're not allowed to go ahead and copy, and therefore you're not allowed to go ahead and copy. Now that's totally in a big machlekes Rishonim in the Gedarim. I don't want to be marach in this here. But it's a totally in a big machlokes Rishonim bechlal and the Gedarim and the reasons for Dina the Malchusa Dina. There are those who say, and it's mashmais really of the Ran in the Dorim and Daf Chavches, would be that the reason for Dina the Malchusa is because the king really owns everything in the country, and everybody who's living there is living there in his sufferance. So he can take your money because it's bad. Some it's his. Betafser of the Malkamana. That's the lashon of the Gemara in Ezun Esher.
But the karka or the
metal one? Well, it's talking about the karka, but Mamela he has chusim in the text for the karka because it's his, right?
So that's how he owns everyone else's chusim.
That's how that's the pashas of the Rashba. So you have the Ran. I mean, you could touch the Ran that he means, and therefore, if you want to stay in the country, it's only al tanai that you go ahead and give. But basically, what the Ran says is the king could kick you out of his country if he wants. So they want to say that maybe, you know, at least in the Ran, and there's certainly Rishonim that say it clearer, is that the king only has the Dina Malchusa applies when they get taxes and got to be collecting things, but doesn't apply Lagabi making laws that are l'tovas haklal. So, you know, if the king wants to put a tax on printing, he could do that. But if he wants to, according to those shittas, if he wants to go ahead and make a law, you have to put three or seatbelts, or he wants to go ahead and make a law that nobody could go ahead and copy something from somebody else, so he wouldn't be able to do such a thing. Masha Enke, in many Rishonim, the Rashbam and Babasra, seems to say that the whole vart is that because everybody's maskim, that, you know, that this is how people are civilized. Essentially, that's what the Rashbam seems to say on Daf Nun Hei. That everybody's masking the Latoivas Kol Echa V'Echa, that there should be a Din of the Malchusa, that way it won't be Ishus Re'echaim B'loi. So, Megalo, then anything that's Latoivas HaKlal, they would be able to pass the laws to go ahead and do, and they would have the Taikif of Din. Everybody's masking, because everybody goes ahead and signs on it. They agree to it. Right, that's right, so I don't want to be married.
Already quoted one mahalach and what the source of the
right. One is the king owns it. That's and we understand this one. Not so. Some cipher learns in a tshuva. Some cipher learns that's the whole din of Meir Malchus. It's because everybody wants the melech to have that power in the Latayvus Amadina. And Meila, there's a din of Meir Malchus. He's talking about Melch Yisrael. That's if you look in the Pesukim Yeshua, that's what it's mashma over there. We learn out the din of Meir B'Malchus B'Misa from the fact that the Tzibur said to Yeshua that anybody that doesn't listen to you should die. Right? That's some sefer in the Chuk. It's mashma in the Rambam also. So that's whatever the mocker for that type of thing. The Shach says the Shaila non-mominous issues, maybe a third Shaila, a third Shlaf, but certainly mominous issues, the Shach and the Yerideya passings this way, that the Melech has the right not just to collect taxes, but to make internal mominous laws.
So is it Aser? That makes it
Aser? So the Pashas, that should make it Aser. However, L'chaira, the Din of the Malchusa is not, and this seems to be what most places seem to say, the Din of Malchusa does not go kafi what the law is on the books, but how it's enforced. In other words, the halacha of Din of Malchusa, if the Din of Malchusa says you can't drive over 65, but everybody drives till 75, so most Paiskim seem to say that then the Din of Malchusa is 75, not 65. But it's kafi the way the Malchus actually enforces the law. Whether they have the right to make a speeding law would be totally in the other shadow. But so over here, there's certainly no enforcement. Somebody goes ahead and he makes a copy for his friend. The shiloh would be if he goes ahead and makes a copy for 20 people and sells it. So there's almost no enforcement on that either. When they enforce it is when somebody goes ahead and starts selling them in public. But if there's a private there might be once in a while there's a crackdown on these kind of things. But Derech Klal, if you go ahead and you copy a disk from Microsoft and you go ahead and lend it to your friend and he goes ahead and copies it, there's no enforcement at all on such a thing. So it could be there would be no Dina Malchusa involved in such a thing. Could be. The fourth Shaila, and that to me is the most fundamental Shaila of all, is the Hanacha that we're based on correct? Because the Hanacha we're based on is that when I go ahead and I steal your idea, or your invention, or what you wrote, there's no gezel involved because it's yours. I didn't take anything of yours. I didn't take anything out of your rishus. The pashtus misvara is not that way. Now, even though we don't really have a mefurish makar l'chayra that is gezel, but the pashtus misvara again, it's certainly mitzad midas ha'emes and erlichkeit. That's pashat. I think that is true. But the pashtus misvara is that ki heichi, and there are mashmaisin in the chassam sefer this way also. I saw it today. And the Shoel Meshev seems to say such an idea also. That the Pashas Misvara is, there is such a vart of intellectual ownership. If I'm a chadish an idea, I'm a chadish a song, I go ahead and I put my karkas into something, so that wouldn't apply by the fish or something like that, but that would apply such a thing, to go ahead and use that person's idea, to go ahead and use that person, what that person was mechadish, that person's karkas, is gezel mitzaradin. Not because of any of these side reasons of Asadis Gavul, or Zenon of Zachas, or whatever we're talking about, but for Etzim to go ahead and use something that was, even though it's not a Mamashas, and even though it's not a Mamashas, but L'chayr mitzar Asvara, there would be an Isser Gezel. I'm not sure if this is what Ramesher means. Ramesher says that to go ahead and copy something, somebody said a shir, and they put out tapes, and someone wants to go ahead and copy the tapes, Ramesher says, Pashat, it's Gezel. He's not Masri, he's a short tshuva, or Chaim Dalit, Simon Mem, and he's not Mazur, why is Gezel? But I think that would be the reason that he means. He's saying, not mitzad any of these other reasons. He seems to be saying it's Gezel. So he might mean Dina Lachusa, that possible, but I think he would have said that. So that's what he means.
Maybe he has an insightful comment that I repeated over to somebody else, Shalom B'Shem Omo, as if it's mine, it's Gezel?
No, because there I'm not, first of all, I'm not Makbid. You could assume somebody says a Shir. Right? No, that would be the same thing would be. Let's say Tzvi comes up with a song, right? And he sings it by the Shabbos Miris, the Gvaldik, new song for, I don't know, Shifkei Hamayimli, okay? And you love that song, so you go home and you sing it for all your friends. So you didn't steal anything, right? He's not selling it. That's not for sale. It's a... What? Yeah, same thing. It's not for sale, right? What's the name of Nas? You didn't fool me. That's your own issue. That's nothing to do with the Scham Sefer's line. Scham Sefer said somebody came to him and tainted that somebody printed in a Sefer something that he said. He said and he didn't say B'Shem Scham Sefer. Scham Sefer says, so as long as he doesn't say what he said, B'Shem me, I'm okay with it.
So anybody can go and copy that song, and there's no problem with it. I
wasn't
machadish song. It's an old song, and I'm taking all the old music, and I'm doing exactly the way it was
written. Yeah, L'chayr, I think there are. I mean, there's got to be songs out there. Somebody goes out and he does chazanus. Right? He goes out and he puts chazanus on a tape. So he didn't make up any of the nigunim. They're hundreds of years old. I mean, what's the problem?
Even not that. I mean, a lot of songs you hear today, they're singers, they're old songs.
Okay.
So,
but his singing of it is something. That's his. If you want to go ahead and copy his singing of it, that's a problem. You want to go ahead and sing the same song. He went ahead and he's singing chazanus. And you learned it from him, right? But you want to go ahead and make your own tape of chazanus. That shouldn't be a problem. You're not stealing anything from him. You're not taking anything from him. But you want to go ahead and copy his singing of the chazanus, that's something else. That's the same problem we're talking about.
Yeah. You could learn from the way he says that and sing the same way.
All right, that's like his knach. Okay, fine. So maybe if it mamish, they talk when they talk the tshuvas. They talk about when you're reprinting something, but you're making shinuyim, you're making tikkunim. Does that make a difference? That already becomes that becomes totally in those shilas.
The whole kol dura has become a chasam. It's
Right. So the psak I heard from Rabbi Weimer Zecherinu Lebracha, interesting psak. Shaila is which of these gedarim it fits into. I once asked the Shaila of copying computer programs. So he said that if it's made for a frum audience, where they would expect you not to do it, so then it's gezel to do it. But if you're made for a not frum audience or for gayim, so they know that they're miayish already from people going out and doing it. It sounds to me. I'm just teaching what he's saying. Sounds to me that he holds that avada there's gezel involved in going ahead and stealing somebody's intellectual rights. But we could argue whether by yidden they're miayish or not. That you want to go ahead but by goyim, so what they're makbid on again is somebody is going to go ahead and sell it l'rabim. But if somebody goes ahead and makes one copy, so if you ask them, they would tell you no. But l'maisa, they know that they're not going to be able to.
Buy this store. I know people are shoplifting from my store. That right. Much of a shoplifting store.
I'm not sure. I don't really understand.
The cost of business includes.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, there's different because mamish taking. You know, but here, you know, it's sort of like a mechila. You know, if they would,
if you ask them, they'll tell you no.
I'm not it sounds like it's a yishum das, right? It's like a vedemi das sort of thing, right? If I own something, but I throw it in the middle of the street, you're allowed to take it because a vedemi das. No, I'm not mafkir. Wait, but I know somebody's going to take it and it's going to get smashed. So even though I was not mafkir, you're allowed to take it. According to Machlekes Rishonim, that's how they do it. That's what it sounded like he was saying. It's totally in a lot of lumps of Avedim Midas.